Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 20th, 2023. How can you correctly understand the introduction of the book of Zohar? The letter Shin entered before him. She said to him, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for in me is your name, Shaddai, called, and it is becoming to create the world with a holy name. He said to her, You are comely, you are good, and you are true. But because the letters Shikur, Shinkofresh, meaning lie or falsehood, took you to be with them, I do not wish to create the world with you, for there will not be falsehood unless the letters Kof and Resh take you. Zohar for all, introduction of the book of Zohar, the letters of Rav Hamnuna Saba, item 24. Question. The article The Letters of Rav Hamnuna Saba describes how each letter entered before the Creator and spoke about its virtues, and he replied that there were negative forces in it, and therefore he would not create the world with it. How can we understand this text correctly? I want to connect it with me. Where is it in me? What will it give me if I read it now? Answer, I do not think it is going to give you anything special. But you will begin to feel that something in you is beginning to move, to act inside of you. Even if you do not understand anything, nonetheless, putting your efforts into reading and trying to understand, absorb, swallow, and somehow digest this text, although you will not be able to do this of course, will help you reach some new state. After all, the reading itself, the letters themselves, and their appearance will affect you. Question. Even if I read just out of curiosity because I am interested in the style of writing, since they wrote it 2,000 years ago and everything is presented in an entertaining dramatic form, will it affect me? Answer, it will still affect you. I advise anyone hoping to read it, in any language. Everyone will be able to feel for themselves how it affects them. Calmly, slowly, just read from the beginning to the end the introduction of the book of Zohar. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, April 23, 2023. Live with the problems of society. Question. Some students think that if they mention a word from Kabbalah while disseminating Kabbalah, they allegedly conveyed something to humanity. But in reality, for many people all of this is all incomprehensible. How can one prepare correctly before talking to a person? Answer, it is necessary to must include oneself in the entire surrounding society and try in some way to live with its sufferings and problems. Then, quite possibly, it will be possible to somehow understandably, intimately, and cordially convey to you its problems in a sympathetic way, not in the form of moralizing, but in a pleasant way so they will not reject you, but will accept you as their own. It is then that we will understand our capabilities and how to approach people. To do this, we must first study how humanity lives, rather than trying to tear off pieces from a closed circle and throw them into the world. When a person begins to understand that Kabbalah is the most practical science designed to correct our world, to correct people and raise them to the level of the Creator, then after preliminary training, he will realize that he must turn to the world and lift it up. Kabbalah is a practice. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Problems of Kabbalah, February 18, 2011. In a world of lies. We live in a world full of lies where there is no independent, objective media. You take a newspaper, read it, and tried to find through the news published in it what is really happening. No one is interested in the opinion of the authors of these articles today because it is all very biased. Thanks to the internet, you visit several sites, read comments on some event, and see how the spectrum fluctuates from minus to plus, how opposite everything is, and how for an ordinary person there is no point in reading anything. I read because I am interested in the views of different people in order to be able to explain my view. An ordinary person, however, devours this so-called analysis and comments. It is just awful the things they feed him there. Everything is by command. It depends on his party. I remember, I had a friend, a member of one of the parties. He actively pursued a certain campaign, I do not remember for what. After the elections, he started saying completely opposite things. I asked, "How is this so? You used to say something completely different." He replied, "The situation has changed. That is, absolutely no beliefs, goals, or ideals, nothing is taken into account. Only what you need specifically to win. That is it. The price is irrelevant. If it is necessary to say the opposite, we will say the opposite." From CabTV's I got a call. What is a lie and the truth? February 27, 2011. Material and spiritual abundance. Question: what is abundance? Answer: abundance is the feeling of being able to realize yourself. After all, I may have billions in my account and I can feel poor. When do I feel rich? When I am doing everything I can. Question: why is abundance usually associated with money in our world? Answer: because in the spiritual world it is also associated with money. Money in Hebrew is kesef, from the word kesef, covering, screen. Covering over your egoism. If you can cover it in order to rise above it, then you are rich. In our world, this is expressed by how much you can pay, and in the spiritual world by covering your egoism. The screen is the sensation of the Creator's importance in comparison to oneself. When you cover yourself with it, then you are rich. Question: and how do I feel in this state? Answer: rich. You have everything you want. Everything. Like the Creator. Comment: but the Creator has completely different desires. My response: what is the difference? I do not want anything else then. In principle, I get everything I want because everything is in the light, any fulfillment. From CabTV's I got a call. What is abundance? February 27, 2011.